Hello, this is a Publish Me podcast footnote episode. I'm co-host Rana, and as part of NaNoWriMo 2018, we present this audio recorded live at the Blue Ridge Writers 2018 Book and Arts Fair in Charlottesville, Virginia. Here is Don Payne, author of the book A Legacy of Rural Living.
My name is Don Payne, and I began writing about in 2008 and published my first book, A Legacy of Rural Virginia, Book One, at that time. The next year, 2009, I published A Legacy of Rural Virginia, Book Two. After that came Hard Times and Good Times, and then The Storytellers, which was my first fictional book. The first three books were non-fictional, I say with a slight embellishment. But then I wrote The Storytellers, which is a series of short stories, and they were all fictional, although historically based and factually true in many respects. And after that came A Journey into the Past, and I published that in 2014, I think. And then after that, I've been writing poetry for quite a few years, so in December of last year, a short book, 43 pages, a book of poetry after all these years. Each book covers a lot of different items. I began in 1975 when I came home from VCU back to this area after spending 1971 and 1975 at VCU. And I started visiting my father on Sunday afternoons, and he was born pre-depressionary years back in the early 30s. And I realized that he had a lot of great stories to tell, and so I began taking a pencil and pad and asking him to tell those stories, and I wrote them down. First intention was to do a story for the family, and then after I began writing about country living, farm of the land, dog hunting and fishing tales, ghost murders and other tragedies, old meals, the music in our lives, I said, you know, everybody would like to hear about these things, milking cows, hog killing time, wood cutting, the different chores we had on the farm, etc. So I published my first book, it was 290 pages, and it's been one of my bestsellers, actually. Then after that, I had so much data still left over. And my father died at the age of 87 shortly after I published my first book. I started interviewing his brother, my Uncle Willie and my Aunt Dot, and I got 12 hours of audio tape from them. Always when I'm interviewing these people, I try to borrow their old archives, old letters, anything they have, old photographs, and I use these in all my books. And so that book covers sawmilling and railroad tie cutting, unique people, river and creek stories, wine and whiskey making, humorous stories, and war heroes. I actually interviewed five World War II veterans for that book, and it covers Civil War, World War I, World War II, but a lot of that particular chapter on war heroes was about the World War II. After that, and people began coming to me saying, hey, you've got to go interview my great aunt Mena, or whatever. She's got lots of great stories. She's 90-some years old. So I began visiting those people and taking an audio recorder with me, and I ended up getting about 46 hours of audio tape. Most of those people that I interviewed during all those years are now deceased, so the data I got from them has been captured, hopefully forever. But Hard Times and Good Times came out. It was a 350-page book. It covers memories of the past, talks all about the depressionary years, catastrophic events, and it's a great chapter in there on the Nelson County flooding back during Camille. Evicted from Paradise, took lots of long walks in the mountains, and visited a lot of old home sites in the 1930s when the people were evicted from the Paradise. Really a kind of a sad story. And then Death and Funerals. Visited a lot of cemeteries, got a lot of information on the things that occurred over the years, the way that the customs have changed in relation to deaths. Then Old Time Baseball, one of my favorites, talk about the beginning of baseball all through up to modern day. Country stores, every country community had one, and it was often the meeting place for all the people in the community. And then another story called Good Eating Places. The Storytellers, I think I'm going to write another fictional book before too long. I still am amazed as to where these stories in the that fictional book came from. It's 155 pages. There's eight short stories, and I can still enjoy reading it and wonder where in the world did the thoughts for that particular book come from. A Journey into the Past was my last fictional book, or non-fictional book that I did, and I visited a lot of old plantations and classic estates, did another chapter on Intrigue of the Past, and murder and mysteries that accompany murders and other strange happenings and ghosts has really become a great fascination of mine too. Began, I suppose, as maybe not a believer and became a believer after interviewing a lot of those people and gathering information on some of the ghost events that they had seen. So in that chapter, it's murder and ghost happenings. And then Gristmills. Gristmills, too, is a key place where people went to get their corn or their wheat ground. And like country stores, it also became a classic meeting place where people would meet their fellow farmers and discuss prices of crops, etc. Then that book also goes on to old taverns and classic churches and a really very interesting chapter that many people would not know very much about, hobos and riding the rails back during the depressionary years, post and pre those years of the Depression, hobos riding the rails. Been writing poetry since about 1966. I've always had an interest in writing, and I always enjoyed high school English literature and college English literature. But some of the poems in that book, after all these years, was written by me actually in 1966. And then more recently, to get enough poems for the book, in the last year and a half, I've written quite a few other poems. It also is always keeping with old times, basically, the wonders and challenges of nature, poems with a message, moles, religion, and death, deeply felt thoughts. And my great-uncle Carl, that died at the age of 94 about 20 years ago, was a great, great inspiration to him. A self-educated man, a great carpenter, and he also wrote poetry. And at the end, in Chapter 5, I've got some of Great Uncle Carl's literary works also in that book. Now working on another seventh one, which is based on a journal that I've been keeping for many, many years, 35 years actually. I'm a farmer, been raising cattle for 45 years, had some really unusual and unique experiences, and this new book is going to be taken from the journal that I've kept all those years.
Thank you for listening to this footnote episode of the Publish Me podcast. Find us on Podomatic, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Spotify, and our home on the web, audio.asfluent.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/publishpodcast. Follow us on Twitter at publishpodcast, or email us at publishpodcast@as21.com with any questions. Thanks again for listening, and remember, where there are thoughts and ideas, there are stories.
Copyright 2018, AS21 Media, LLC. All rights reserved.
AS21 Media. What do you want your story to be?